Chapter 9. In the Room. After 10 minutes, Utterson and Poole went quietly upstairs and stood outside the door to Jekyll's room.
"Jekyll!" Utterson shouted. "I demand to see you!"
There was no answer from inside.
"I must see you,"
Utterson continued.
"If you don't open the door, I will break it open."
"Utterson!" said a voice from inside. "For God's sake, please don't!"
"Ah, that's not Jekyll's voice. It's Hyde's!"
cried Utterson.
"Poole, break open the door!"
Poole hit the door with the hatchet. Immediately, Poole and Utterson heard a shout of terror from inside the room. Poole had to use the hatchet 5 times before the lock broke and the door opened. Utterson and Poole looked into the room. There was a warm fire. There were papers on the desk and dishes on the table. It seemed an ordinary room, except for all the chemicals in the cupboards. The body of a man lay on the floor in the middle of the room. Utterson and Poole walked silently to the body and turned it on its back. They saw Edward Hyde's face. His clothes didn't fit him, and they looked like Dr. Jekyll's clothes. A glass with a chemical in it was on the floor beside him.
"He committed suicide," Utterson said. "Now we must find the body of your master."
Utterson and Poole searched the building carefully, but they did not find Jekyll's body anywhere.
"Perhaps he isn't dead. Perhaps he left the building some time ago by the door in the street," said Utterson.
They examined the door, but it was locked. On the ground near the door, they found the key. It was rusty and broken. Utterson looked closely at it.
"It's impossible to use this key," he said. "I don't understand this at all. Let's go back to the room."
Frightened, the two men walked silently upstairs. They looked again at the body on the floor and then began to examine the room more carefully. There were different chemicals in little glasses on the table.
"It seems he was in the middle of an experiment," said Utterson.
"I recognize this chemical," said Poole, taking a glass. "I brought this chemical to him many times."
The men continued looking. On the desk, among the papers, there was a big envelope addressed to Mr. Utterson. He opened it, and a number of papers fell to the floor. The first was a will, similar to the will in Mr. Utterson's drawer at home. However, there was one important difference. Instead of the name Edward Hyde, Utterson saw his own name.
"On Henry Jekyll's death, or in the case of his disappearance for more than 3 months, all his money and possessions will go to his friend, Gabriel John Utterson," he read.
Utterson looked at Poole, then again at the will, and finally at the dead man on the floor.
"I don't understand," Utterson said. "Hyde didn't like me. He knew Jekyll put me in his will instead of him. So why didn't he destroy it?"
He read the next paper. A short note in Dr. Jekyll's handwriting with the date at the top.
"Poole!" Utterson shouted. "Jekyll wrote this note today. He was alive and here today. But where is he now?"
"He is hiding. Maybe Hyde's death wasn't suicide. Maybe it was murder."
"We must be careful. We don't want to make problems for Jekyll."
"Why don't you read the note, sir?" asked Poole.
"Because I'm frightened," Utterson answered. "I hope that I'm wrong."
He started to read the note.
"My dear Utterson,
I am going to disappear. You will read this note after my disappearance. I do not know what is going to happen, but I'm sure that the end is near. Lanyon sent you a letter. Read it. If you want to get more information, you can read my confession afterwards. Your unhappy friend, Henry Jekyll. Was there another paper? Asked Utterson.
Here, sir, answered Poole, and he gave Utterson a big, closed envelope.
The lawyer took it. It is now 10 o'clock. I am going home to read these documents, he said to Poole. I will return before midnight, and then we will call the police. Please don't speak to anyone before I return. Utterson and Poole left and locked the door behind them. Utterson went home to read Lanyon's and Jekyll's letters. I'll soon understand this mystery, he thought.